with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting new information has been released on the deadly attack on New Orleans.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
Christopher Rea, the deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division, who said the assailant also posted 5 videos to his Facebook page in the hours before the violence.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friend, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers. End quote.
Rea also said there was no connection between the attack in New Orleans, where 15 people died, and the Tesla Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas. I'm Shelley Adler.
That Las Vegas attack on the Trump Hotel was apparently engineered by a highly decorated Green Beret soldier, Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
He was indeed in the United States Army. He was also a Green Beret operations sergeant who spent most of his time at Fort Carson, Colorado, and in Germany. He was on approved leave from Germany, where he was serving with the 10th Special Forces Group.
Officials say the man likely planned to inflict more damage, but the steel-sided Cybertruck absorbed much of the force of the explosion. McMahill said a handgun was found at the feet of the man believed to be Matthew Livelsberger, an active U.S. Army soldier. Mike Johnson is fighting for his political life again. The Louisiana Republicans hold on the House Speaker's gavel, and his position as second in line to the presidency will be tested Friday when a new Congress convenes. The challenge for Johnson is that he'll need almost every Republican vote to win the speakership again. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 151 points. The Nasdaq dropped 30. This is SRN News. The Middle East is still the most dangerous place to be a Christian.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states is being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico are among the states with new clinics. Several pro-life states have no abortion clinics of any kind. This is SRN News. Syria's new leaders may be stirring a culture war with educational reforms that promote Islam.
There have already been calls for protests among Syrian civil society activists ahead of the start of the new school term on Sunday. They want to make clear their opposition to any moves by the transitional government to bring in changes to the education system. Evolution and the Big Bang Theory are being dropped from science teaching. The phrase defending the nation has been replaced by defending Allah. Some Syrians have welcomed the changes, but others believe the moves contradict promises by the new authorities for a transition that will take account of all the different communities in Syria.
That's BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher. Meanwhile, Syrian protesters are urging justice for 4 human rights activists who have been missing since the year 2013. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.